now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Big hour, big two-hour extravaganza on tap for you here today on the Spano and Black Attack, and on the other side, we'll set the table before we start knocking things down. But as we do at the top of each hour of the Spano and Black Attack, we lay out the myriad of ways that you can access the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline, whether it's the array of terrestrial radio affiliates that dot the landscape around the good old U.S. of A, or the array of internet radio affiliates hooked in with the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can use any of those, and we love them. But let's talk about radio on the go. The ways that you can access the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Spano and Black Attack via devices. Start by going to sportsbyline.com, the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen, or on our homepage. A wealth of archived interviews. That's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of and a few you can't. Or, whether they be Android, whether they be PC, whether they be Apple, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's iHeartRadio. TuneIn Radio, very much the same thing. Wealth of on-demand content, versatile app, Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. That's TuneIn Radio. Stitcher.com, new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network, where the good people of our armed forces check out not only the Spano and Black Attack, but all the great programming on Sports Byline. As I said, on the other side, we'll set the table for a big Friday extravaganza, and then we'll start knocking things down. That's next here on the attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lots to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
Well, we get ready to tip off a big Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And we got a big show on tap, and it's really going to be all about college basketball. If time permits, we'll get to some interesting stories within the world of baseball and all the latest movement around the NFL. But the focus of today, and I'm going guest-free today because we're just going to recap all the action from Thursday and look ahead to the big action on Friday. It's just going to be you and me all the way through, and you can weigh in throughout the 2 hours at 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. On Monday, we'll bring in a college basketball guest or two to weigh in on the weekend's, on the rest of the weekend's action. But I really just wanted to take you through all my observations on my own. So we're just going to hash it around, mix it up. It was a great day of college hoops. And what do we always talk about here? The big dance never disappoints and always delivers. And really, yesterday was no exception. You had a little bit of everything in these matchups, from double-digit seeds springing the upset and perhaps wearing Cinderella's glass slipper into the second weekend, possibly. You had double OT, you had buzzer beaters, and you had wins that paved the way for some terrific matchups in the round of 32. And we're going to dive into all of that as we move along, and then we'll get to some of the must-watch viewing in today's action. You know, we picked apart my bracket pretty well yesterday. All in all, I didn't do too bad. I didn't do great, but I had a good feel for what was going on in the tournament. As out of the 16 games yesterday, I dropped five. I went 11-5 on the day, which is okay. I don't have nobody that I picked that lost goes any further than the Sweet 16. So my bracket basically is pretty well intact here. And my feel for the tournament thus far has been pretty spot on. We talked about it a lot. I knew that the Yale-Baylor matchup, amongst these 5-12 matchups, and they were really in many ways the linchpins of this tournament as far as a lot of the excitement. But we had 3 5-12 matchups yesterday. And I knew there was a potential for all three. And I predicted that all three of these matchups would be a challenge for the higher-seeded team, the number 5 seed. I knew that Baylor would have trouble with Yale. I didn't think Yale would prevail, and I eventually thought Baylor would get the better of Yale and walk into a matchup with Duke in the round of 32 where they had a distinct advantage and they were going to take advantage of Duke's lack of depth in the second game of weekend tournament play. Well, now it's the Bulldogs of Yale who take on Duke in the Brain Bowl in the round of 32, and all of a sudden, the very flawed Duke roster looks primed to end up in the Sweet 16. So pretty interesting stuff there, and we'll get into that game a little more between Baylor and Yale. I also knew that Arkansas Little Rock would give Purdue trouble, but I ultimately thought the size of Purdue would wear down Little Rock late. It looked like that was exactly what was happening until about 3.5 minutes left in this basketball game, and you ended up getting a double overtime classic there, and that ended up being the Cinderella game. That ended up being the other Cinderella game amongst the 5-12 matchups from yesterday. The one where I thought the upset was going to happen was a real good Chattanooga team springing the upset on Indiana, and that didn't happen as Indiana controlled this one from stem to stern. So that surprised me just a little bit in that of the three games where I thought the upset could happen, that team got blown out. So I missed the mark there. As far as these other two games, I knew they would be a challenge for the higher-seeded team, the single-digit seed, power conference team. I didn't quite think that they would be able to spring the upset. When I say they, I mean the double-digit seed team from the smaller conference. But both of them did. And we're going to dive into those matchups. We'll also get into some of the great buzzer-beater matchups. We'll get into some of the great round of 32 action that potentially will result from what we saw yesterday. And then, of course, as I said, we start rolling into today's action, and we really take a look at some things that we can expect to happen and some matchups that we're real, real excited about in round of 32 action today. But let's really start to dive in, and let's start out by talking about Arkansas Little Rock's 85-83 victory over Purdue in double overtime. You know, the classic thus far of the tournament. You know, this was the classic game of the tournament thus far. A terrific basketball game. You know, what a way to go to overtime with Josh Hagan hitting a 30-footer to cap an 18-5 Arkansas Little Rock run down the stretch to force that first overtime, and then the rest is history. As they go two overtimes in what ends up being just the classic game thus far of the 2016 NCAA tournament. Now you go back and you take a look at this game. Purdue up 65-52, 3:33 left. And I'm watching this with a bunch of people, as I do every year. You're a longtime listener of this show. You know Thursday, Friday, day action, I get myself somewhere, and Friday night action, I usually get myself somewhere with multiple TVs, not a sports bar setting, usually a cigar lounge setting where it's fun and lively, but it's not so boisterous that you can't hear what's going on. And yesterday was no exception. I was at Matador Cigars, you know, one of my favorite hangouts and a great place to watch the games, and we had all the games on, all the TVs were cranking. And I'm watching this game with a couple of guys. The crowd's starting to dwindle as it's getting near dinner time, and guys are going to go home and eat and maybe come back for the late session. And I'm sitting there with a couple of guys, and literally one of them goes, Purdue's got this. And he's really just writing off Little Rock. And I'm like, oh, okay, I see where you're going here. You know, the size of Purdue, A.J. Hammonds, Isaac Haas, Caleb Swanigan, really starting to wear down Little Rock. And it looks like Purdue's pulling away from them. And on the offensive end, Little Rock was really starting to struggle to get those looks. And they really just looked like one of those mid-majors that put up the good fight and then were just running out of steam late. Much like the way Florida Gulf Coast looked against North Carolina. North Carolina struggled mightily against Gulf Coast in the first half, and then North Carolina came out in the second half and put it to them. And it looked like Purdue was starting to pull away and get that separation. But all of a sudden, Chris Beard goes full court press on Purdue, and those Purdue guards really struggled. Lots of turnovers. They could not get the ball late to A.J. Hammonds and take advantage of his size. You know, you look at his numbers, he was a non-factor in the second half. The overall numbers were big. But the second half, you didn't hear from A.J. Hammond. And that was because of the great job on the defensive end by Little Rock. and you saw that crazy one-man zone. You know, it was some real creative and interesting defense by Chris Beard. You saw pressure and trapping defense and doing a great job of on those suspect Purdue guards and turning over the basketball. Not only did they force turnovers, on the possessions where Purdue was able to get a shot up, Hammonds didn't get touches in the post, and they couldn't take advantage of that clear size mismatch. And as I said, they couldn't even get the ball to Hammonds. They were playing a one-man zone with Marcus Johnson just kind of standing there picking a shooter to slump off of and everybody else going out and playing man and covering the rest of those shooters. And it worked to perfection. And on the other side, we'll talk more about this game, and we'll end up really dissecting why Little Rock advances and Purdue goes home. In the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, we'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY and tweets at Span56 and at Sports Byline USA. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano on Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Two jacks, 1-8, 1-king, 1-6. Two aces, 1-10, 1-9, 1-5.
1-5.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Free number.
to hang out with me here on The Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And last segment, we were talking about Arkansas Little Rock's improbable upset victory over Purdue, 85-83 in two overtimes. Not as improbable as many would think. And we've talked about why. You know, this is a good Arkansas Little Rock team out of the Sun Belt. And again, as I've talked about thus far a couple of times in this show, I thought they would give Purdue trouble, but ultimately fall short. And it looked like at the back end of regulation, that was exactly what was going to happen. But as we were talking about right before, right at the very end of the last segment, when Chris Beard goes into that full court press and starts using that one-man zone on possessions when Purdue was actually able to get into the front court, they neutralized A.J. Hammonds, made him a non-factor. The suspect Purdue guards really weren't able to do very much as far as handling the ball. They turned it over a lot. They weren't able to hit their shots from deep down the stretch and kind of make Little Rock pay for that one-man zone. The guy they slumped up off of didn't hit shots. And it was different guys throughout this period of time. That said, I don't know that Matt Painter did himself any favors here. Down the stretch of this game, Chris Beard goes to the full court pressure and he goes with a small lineup. And he says, hey, this is what we are. We can't match up with them. We don't have anybody on our roster that has the size to compete with these guys. So we're going to be exactly what we are. We're going to be small, and we're going to go out and press and trap and harass their guards. And if they're able to break it and do some things, they're going to take advantage of their size, and perhaps they're going to beat us. Well, guess what Matt Painter does? He lets Chris Beard and Little Rock up off the deck, and he really renders Isaac Haas and Caleb Swanigan non-factors in the back end of this game. You didn't see Swanigan late in the game. And you didn't see Haas in much of this game because they were bigs that couldn't match up with the speed and driving ability and all the other qualities that smaller basketball players have. And Matt Painter, instead of exploiting his matchup advantage, he actually tried to match up with Little Rock and play their game. And it came back to bite him on the rear end. And I'm sure if asked to do it again, Matt Painter would have a ton of regrets in not taking advantage of his clear size advantage and Little Rock's lack of size. It was a chance to exploit something in a matchup. And instead of exploiting it, and Chris Beard expected Purdue to exploit it. And even mentioned in his post-game presser, he's like, I never expected Matt Painter to not try and take advantage of that. But I knew using our speed and playing a small ball, up-tempo brand of basketball and trying to speed Purdue up was the only chance I had. Whether it would work or not would be something else, as I really wasn't sure if there was a way we could stop Purdue from exploiting their size and taking advantage of their size. But we found a way to do just that, and it was in Matt Painter taking that size off the floor and playing right into the hands of Arkansas Little Rock and Chris Beard. So that said, like I said, I'm sure Matt Painter's kicking himself today. I don't want to take anything away from Little Rock. They were terrific in this game. They came back. They're wearing Cinderella's glass slipper right now. And it's a great story. Got to be very disappointing for a very good Purdue team that looked like it had a chance to make some real noise the way their bracket was breaking. It looked for sure to me, and not for sure, but it looked like they had a real good chance to make it to the second weekend as they were going to take on Iowa State. And Iowa State's kind of they're not deep. The second game of the tournament weekend would probably be tough on them. They've limped home a little bit out of a very powerful Big 12, and I don't know if they could stand up to the volume of size that Purdue had. So I liked Purdue's chances to get to the second weekend. Now, with Little Rock taking the measure of Iowa State, you'll have another up-tempo game. It'll be an up-tempo game with Little Rock playing all that defense against Iowa State trying to play all that offense. And to me now, when I look at it, it looks to me like the road is kind of paved for Iowa State to go to the Sweet 16 and battle Virginia in what will be a Styles Make Fights matchup. But that said, I'm not going to write off Little Rock. A great win, and perhaps they can go to the second weekend. I have my doubts, but a great job nonetheless by Chris Beard yesterday against Purdue. And the Boilermakers go home. Now we move on to the other 5-12 matchups. As I said, 5-12 matchups and 12 seeds really take center stage in this NCAA tournament thus far. And you go to the other one. Again, a matchup that I talked about here on these airwaves yesterday is one that I thought would be a great challenge for Baylor. But ultimately, a challenge that I think Baylor would overcome, and I thought they were poised to go to the Sweet 16 as well. But they didn't take care of their business in a round of 64, so there's no Sweet 16 for Baylor as they're sent packing as well once again. And this was a game that was close most of the way. Mid-second half, Yale really started to put things together, started to take control. They took a double-digit lead. There was infighting by the Baylor Bears. They were fighting in their huddle. They were getting out-rebounded. They were getting out-worked. And Yale took control. Down the stretch, Baylor made this furious comeback led by Taurean Prince. But when you're trying to reel in Yale, it's tough. Because Yale hits their free throws, and they did in this game. Down the stretch, Baylor forced a foul. Yale hit their free throws, and the comeback was furious. This was a one-possession game in that final possession. Baylor having a chance to tie or win this basketball game. And Baylor turns it over in that final possession to seal the deal for the Bulldogs of Yale. And as I said, I really think there was two things that sealed Baylor's fate in this one, despite the furious comeback. It was the fact that you're taking on a Yale team that down the stretch, despite giving up more and more of that lead and really falling victim to a furious Baylor comeback, when sent to the foul line, they hit their free throws. You know, they didn't leave points on the floor. And they maximized their opportunities, and they made sure that if Baylor was going to come back and win this game, it was Baylor going to win this game. Yale was not going to give it away. And then, as I said, two-point game, final possession, Baylor coming down, and they just turn over the basketball. Yale hits the last two free throws to ice it, 79-75 the final, to send the Baylor Bears home early again in the NCAA tournament. And again, huge disappointment for Baylor in a game we knew they'd have some trouble with. But let's not take anything away from the Bulldogs of Yale, who were terrific in this one. I mean, let's give them a lot of credit. Justin Sears, the two-time Ivy League Player of the Year, not afraid of the size of the Baylor Bears at all. And he was terrific in this one. And Sears is only a 6'8", 205-pounder. And Baylor, as you know, has a ton of size. you know, not the least of which is Rico Gathers, and he showed no fear, and he was great. 7 for 10 from the field. He chipped in with a three-pointer as well, 1 for 1 from deep, 18 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. And then you have Malachi Mason, Mekhi Mason, having the game of his life. You know, he was just incredible in this one, and he hit all his free throws down the stretch, 11 for 11 from the line in this one. And he scored 31 points on 9 for 18 from the field. So all props to the Bulldogs. And we'll continue to talk about Yale's impressive victory over Baylor on the other side. And then we'll roll into some of the other great storylines from the first day of the round of 64 in this year's NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The first time you saw a laser level, you were probably a little suspect. Now you wonder how you did without it. At a Red Wing shoe store, we use the latest tools to give you the best fit, like a digital measuring device that not only scans the length and width of your feet, but even gauges pressure points and arch height. And Red Wing offers a 30-day comfort guarantee. It's all part of making sure your boots do their job so you can do yours. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong.
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how? What?
Just, you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Well, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
You know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on The Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. And again, if you make sure you follow us on Twitter, both at Span56, but in particular at Sports Byline USA. So that way you can find out about all the programming notes and what's coming up next on the network and special announcements from us here at Sports Byline USA. And most notably, each and every weekday, 6 Eastern time, 3 Pacific time, we run a 2-hour block that we like to call Best of Byline. It's a second chance to catch all the best and brightest from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA, we'll let you know what's coming, whether it's some portions of the Spano and Black Attack, titillating sports, whatever it might be from earlier in the day, your favorite interviews, some of the best and brightest of opinions from us, whatever it might be. So check us out at sportsbyline.com, and you'll get a chance to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline weekdays, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, a 2-hour block of the best and brightest of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But back to Yale's 79-75 victory over the Baylor Bears in the round of 64 in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. You know, again, it was a Baylor team that was disjointed. There was infighting. There was a couple of arguments in the huddle during timeouts on the sidelines. It was a Baylor team that offensively really never got it going in a major, major way, especially when Yale started really getting their shots to hit and they got that double-digit lead going middle of the second half. Baylor only shooting 44% from the field, only 37 from three. They left points on the floor at the free throw line, 9 for 15, only 60% from the line. And they got out-rebounded by Yale, 35-30. There's no excuse. When you got guys like Taurean Prince and Motley and Rico Gathers, there's no excuse for you getting out-rebounded. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, so give credit to Yale, who shot the ball great, 53% from the field, 22 for 29 from the line, and better than that down the stretch. Because outside of Justin Sears, I don't think anybody missed a free throw down the stretch. And they really made Baylor work in this one. Had Yale not shot their free throws as well as they did, you might have had a different outcome here, and Baylor might have stolen one. So give Yale credit. Now they'll move on to the round of 32, and they'll take on a very flawed Duke team, in what we like to call the Brain Bowl. Now these are two teams. These are two programs that come from institutions of higher learning where higher learning is important. So this one will be a lot of fun, but it's a real chance for a flawed yet talented Duke roster to find themselves in the Sweet 16, something just 24 hours ago I didn't think would be the case. So, great victory by Yale. Who knows, maybe they can wear Cinderella's glass slipper into the second weekend. But you certainly get an intriguing matchup as a result with Yale and Duke, and one that'll be a lot of fun to watch. And two storied institutions of higher learning. One also very storied in basketball. One not nearly so much as Yale gets their first NCAA tournament win ever in their first appearance since the Kennedy administration. And previously they had gone 0-4 in the tournament. So nice story, nice win for Yale. Nice story, nice win for Arkansas, Little Rock. Disappointment for Purdue and Baylor as those two power conference teams go home. Let's take a look at some of the other great action from yesterday's round of 64 action. And there really was a lot of it. I mean, there were just some incredible games. As we said, you know, 5-12 in some ways was what really took center stage as far as these couple of 12 seeds being the teams that actually sprung the major upsets. but good action all day long. As Duke, we were talking about the road perhaps being paved for them to go to the Sweet 16. They got all they wanted and more from UNC Wilmington and literally outlasted Wilmington 93-85. Other games of real note, one that we thought was going to be a real barn burner, and it did go at a fast clip, and a lot of points were put up, and A.J. English was great for Iona, 28-7-6. But Iowa State just too much for the Gales of Iona. 94-81 the final, and really from early on forward, Iowa State had a double-digit lead throughout and really, really controlled this game. As good as Iona is offensively, well, Iowa State's that much better. Now, Iowa State's not deep. They play six and a half guys. And in a tournament situation, that's fine on Thursday or Friday, but not as fine on Saturday or Sunday. And I don't know if it'll rear its ugly head this Saturday against Little Rock, but if Little Rock turns up that pressure, it should be interesting to see how the Cyclones handle it, especially Monte Morris, who plays like every minute of every game. Will he wilt on Saturday from the pressure? But he was terrific in this one, 20 points and 8 assists and only 2 turnovers. Georgie Niang chips in with 28. You know, those are big contributions. Matt Thomas with 14, McKay with 9 rebounds and 11 points and 3 blocks in his 32 minutes. Abdul Nader chipping in with 19. And really for Iona, early on they couldn't get their shots to fall. They started to pick it up a little bit late. The multiple switching Tim Clue's defenses could not slow down Iowa State at all. I mean, in A.J. English, as I said, he was great. 10 for 19 from the field. Only 2 for 8 from deep. But he had 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He turned the ball over a bunch 7 times as he tried to do too much. And in many ways, for Iona, trying to keep up with an Iowa State team that ends up scoring 90 points, you know, Jordan Washington and A.J. English alone just weren't enough. And A.J. English tried to do a little bit too much, witnessed by the 7 turnovers, but otherwise he was terrific. And so was Jordan Washington, putting up 26 points in just 27 minutes, along with 12 rebounds, including 5 on the offensive end. Very nice win for Steve Prohm's group, a good friend of the show here. So we root for him hard, and I think his matchup with Little Rock should be pretty intriguing. Kind of move through some of the other games of note. Miami having a lot more trouble with Buffalo than many would have thought. Buffalo hot down the stretch. Did a great job in the Mid-America Conference tournament. But Miami had their real struggle. They pulled away late and kind of reined it in. But not an impressive effort by Jim Larrañaga's group. Nothing really to worry about, but not an impressive effort. Indiana all over Chattanooga. And as we talked about, Chattanooga coming into this one 29 up and 5 down on the year. That was the 12 seed yesterday that I really thought would be the one that got over the top. I didn't think they'd get blown out by 25. We talked about North Carolina. Only up 1 at halftime. Boy, they turned it on in the second half and pulled away from Florida Gulf Coast. But again, you can see why I'm hard-pressed to see this North Carolina group winning 6 games. They turn it on and off as far as their effort. They're inconsistent outside shooting. They're the most talented team in this tournament. But I don't know that they'll do the right things for 6 games. 11 seed. We talked about a lot of 12 seeds having an impact. Here's an 11 seed that springs an upset that's not an upset to many people. And we talked about this on Thursday. The fact that Wichita State, in my mind, didn't even belong in this tournament. But now that they're here, they may well get to the second weekend. And that just may be the case as Wichita State all over Arizona in this one. It was 31-19. They held Arizona to 19 points in the first half. Wichita State at one point in this one pulled out to a 20-plus point lead. Arizona reeled them in a little bit late, but it was not close. This was all Wichita State in this one, 65-55 the final. They can really play defense, and with Fred Van Vliet and Ron Baker, they have some real good perimeter scoring and a terrific ball handler. They've been through this before. They're good. They're not great, but they're tough. And they have a definitive style, and they do what they can do well, very well, and they make sure to try and control things. For Arizona, we had talked about it a lot leading up to the tournament. Just not a vintage Arizona group this year. Sean Miller tried to light a fire under him, and still a sense of urgency, sweated right through his shirt. But when it was all said and done, Wichita State controlled that one, and they really, really, I got to tell you, they look dangerous. Just the way they're clamping down and locking people up on the defensive end makes me real concerned about whoever they run into. And they're going to run into a Miami team that was not great against Buffalo. And Miami's very talented on both ends of the floor, and Jim Larrañaga demands that his groups play defense. I think that's a real intriguing battle. I do have Miami going to the second weekend and advancing to the Sweet 16. But if Ron Baker, Fred Van Vliet, and the Wichita State Shockers advance to the second weekend, I would not be shocked. Kentucky takes care of their business over Stony Brook in dominating fashion. Stony Brook hung in there for about 15 minutes, and it was all downhill from there. And perhaps what was the best game of the weekend, of the night, in night one of the in day one of the round of 64. Providence on a last second bucket over Southern Cal, 70-69. Great game. Really a terrific game. And when you looked at this one, this was one of those games where I liked Southern Cal because of their depth and the volume of guys that contribute. And Providence has always concerned me, especially in the back third of this year as they've slumped and really only got contributions from two guys. And we talked about it. If they can get contributions from another guy besides Bechtel and Dunn, they got a chance. Well, they had a chance, all right, and they got those contributions. And we'll talk about that next as we wrap up hour one here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Please keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you.
For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush, doll, buddy? You see me slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me.
We should have smacked you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
Well, we get ready to wrap up hour one here of a big edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray, or at Twitter, at Span56, or at Sports Byline USA. We're wrapping up hour one talking about the USC-Providence game, and it was one of the great games of the weekend, of the first day of the round of 64. Again, last-second win by Providence on a Rodney Bullock layup after off an inbounds pass by Drew Edwards. And, again, this was one of those games that, with Providence, you're always wondering who else besides Bechtel and Dunn are going to give you contributions. And you got contributions from Rodney Bullock, and you got contributions from Kyron Cartwright. And that was enough right there for the Providence Friars. And again, you know, it was a situation where the attention that Dunn and Bechtel commands really helped. It helped free up Rodney Bullock, who was left uncovered, and he makes the layup to end the game with two seconds left. USC misses a heave from about half court, and Providence moves on in the NCAA tournament. And USC goes home. Now Providence gets North Carolina, which will be an uphill battle for them. But we're going to now get ready to step aside for the news. On the other side, an hour or two, we'll finish our discussion of day one of the round of 68. And then we'll roll into day two. Your calls all the way through, of course, at 800-878-PLAY, and your tweets at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. But we're now going to step aside for the news here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and then I'll get ready to come at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says there's a growing chance of a contested Republican convention, telling reporters a contested convention is more likely than anyone thought before. North Korea firing two ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan, both believed to be medium-range ballistic missiles, and this comes as the U.S. announces new sanctions against North Korea. A Phoenix man sentenced this summer in connection with a planned terror attack in Texas, Abdul Malik Abdul Karim, found guilty yesterday on all five counts. This juror says the nature of the case was not easy.
His son, that was the hardest part of the whole trial, was watching him and poor Miss Pluff. I mean, that whole situation. I mean, that was difficult. That was hard for me as a father of a daughter to see that.
Prosecutors say he helped plot an attack at a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest last year in Garland. And a pizza shop owner in upstate New York getting 22 years in prison for being an ISIS recruiter, pleading guilty in December for providing material support. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie from Daybreak USA. So last week, Charlie, one of my coworkers, saw me in the hallway, and he said, Angie, your hair looks great. He said, I've heard your Ovation commercials, and your hair really does look fantastic. I said, okay, thanks, Charlie. I was kind of taken aback that he, said my hair looked fantastic. Well, you can join in and have amazing hair as well. Now Ovation Hair introduces their latest in color therapy treatment. It's called the Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. Now with this new color protection system by Ovation, you'll experience less color fade and longer lasting color. And who doesn't color their hair these days? Sorry, I'll admit I do. And for a limited time, Ovation will pay your shipping costs with the purchase of the new Ovation Cell Therapy Color Protection System. Go to ovationhair.com. And also, if you're a first-time customer, be sure to select Angie Austin, Daybreak USA when you check out for an additional discount. That one's the special introductory discount. Again, ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
Former GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio says he's not interested in being the vice president. In his first comments since dropping out of the race, the Florida senator telling reporters he's not running for re-election, saying he'll be a private citizen when his term ends. The government suggesting it's concerned about a mosquito-borne virus coming to the United States. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the details.
The feds say Miami tops the list of major U.S. cities at risk for a Zika virus outbreak this summer. The new report calculating the risk in 50 U.S. cities where summertime temperatures could create ideal conditions for the type of mosquito that spreads that disease. The federal researchers using computer modeling to factor in weather conditions and travel patterns along the Gulf Coast and Eastern Seaboard. Miami, Houston, Orlando, they all make the list. Other cities with high risk include Jacksonville, Savannah, Charleston, Mobile, and New Orleans.
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, calling out the Newark public school system for its knowledge of high lead levels in the school's drinking water. He's pushing for control of schools to be returned to the city. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Spotify paying up in a royalty dispute with music publishers. The streaming company settling its license dispute with the National Music Publishers Association will pay over $20 million in owed royalties. In exchange, the publishers agreeing to not file copyright infringement claims. Stress can be harmful not only mentally, but physically as well. We get details from USA Radio's Tammy Rose.
It doesn't matter who you are. Stress is a simple fact of life. It's nearly impossible to avoid. So
it's really a matter of how you're dealing with stress that is the key point.
Dr. Deepak Bhatt is a cardiologist at Boston's Bingham and Women's Hospital. He says stress management is crucial to healthy living because stress can be harmful. It raises blood pressure and heart rate. So the doctor suggests exercise, positive thinking, meditate or pray, unplug from electronics, and get enough sleep. I'm Tammy Rose.
Police in New York investigate after mail that was sent to one of Donald Trump's sons was found to contain white powder. Sources say preliminary tests finding the powder to be non-hazardous. Eric Trump receiving the envelope at his residence in Manhattan Thursday night. Tony Bennett is doing fine. University of Virginia basketball coach Tony Bennett, collapsing from dehydration during the NCAA tournament game, was taken to the locker room. Now, that led to some confusion on social media, with some thinking that the legendary singer Tony Bennett had collapsed. The singer assuring everyone online he's doing fine, and so is the coach. This is USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
A 1, 2, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom.
Well, good day and welcome to Hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack for Friday here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at Span56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big hour two. It's been wall-to-wall college hoops thus far. I expect more of the same. If time permits, the very back end of the show, there's some football and baseball stories, NFL variety and Major League Baseball variety that we can tackle. If we don't get to them today, we likely won't get to them Monday. They'll still be there, and we'll get you all caught up on that stuff in the middle of the week, probably next Tuesday. We'll tie up all the loose ends that we couldn't get to in today's edition and Monday's edition as college basketball takes center stage. But let's talk about the myriad of ways that you can listen to the Spano and Black Attack and all the great programming on Sports Byline, whether it be the various terrestrial radio affiliates of the network or internet radio affiliates across the country. But we want to really get into listening on the go. The best ways to take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you. And number one is sportsbyline.com, the award-winning website of the network with its Listen Live link and all its archived interviews on our homepage. There's iHeartRadio, great app you can download to any device you can think of with a wealth of on-demand content as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. Same deal for TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other Sports Byline programming each and every day, and we thank you for your service. On the other side, we'll tip this hour two off talking college hoops, and oh yeah, more college hoops. It's all next here on the Attack. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Well, we tip off this hour two of this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, continuing to talk college basketball. March Madness here. One day of the round of 64 down, one day to go. And we're going to kind of wrap up our discussion of the round of 64. We left it off with Providence Southern Cal, maybe in many ways the game of the day. It had the buzzer beater fantastic finish. I mean, I still overall think game of the day was Arkansas Little Rock over Purdue 85-83, two overtimes, a 30-foot three-point heave by Josh Hagans to force the first overtime. So to me, that was the game of the day. Yale versus Baylor was terrific as well, and there were other real compelling matchups. But this Providence-Southern Cal game was right there. And again, as we talked about with Southern Cal, with Providence, if they get contributions other than Dunn and Bentel, they have a chance. And Rodney Bullock gave him 16 points, and Cartwright gave him 10 as well. And ultimately, it was Rodney Bullock who puts in the game winner with 2 seconds left, because Bentel and Dunn command so much attention. So now you have Providence moving on to face North Carolina. If a miracle happens, they'll get to the second weekend. But it's a nice win for the Providence Friars, who snap a long losing streak in the NCAA tournament. Let's kind of wrap up the Thursday action before we look ahead to Friday action with the nightcap. A surprise to many, not to me. Number 11 seed, Gonzaga, over Seton Hall, a number 6, 68-52. So you had 11 seeds and 12 seeds in this tournament making a boatload of noise. You had an 11 seed in Wichita State taking out a number 6 in Arizona, and you had an 11 seed in Gonzaga taking out Seton Hall. And as we talked about in this game, this was going to be a battle between the Seton Hall backcourt and the Gonzaga front court. And then the other battle within the battle was, could that Gonzaga backcourt be solid like they were in the West Coast Conference tournament? Because if they could get capable play out of the backcourt Gonzaga, they had a real chance to dominate this game, as we love their front court. And Kyle Wiltshire wasn't great, but he did enough. 7 rebounds, 13 points.
It was all about Domantas Sabonis, though. Sabonis was terrific. 9-for-20 from the field, 16 total rebounds, 4 assists, 21 big points. The guard play wasn't bad. It was, it was really about the defense of Gonzaga in this one and the lack of guard play by Seton Hall. Their star player, Isaiah Whitehead, he was just awful in this game. And this is what killed them. I mean, when you look at what he did versus Gonzaga, 4-for-24 from the field, 0-for-10 from deep, and only 10 points. That's a sure recipe for failure for the Seton Hall Pirates. And that's how this went down. Basically, the strength of Gonzaga is their front court. And you hope their back court can kind of hold up and play to something near a stalemate with the opposition backcourt. And that's kind of what they did here, but the dominant player was Sabonis. You know, when you looked at it and you looked, Domantas Sabonis was the dominant player in this game, and it was the Gonzaga front court that won the battle of strong positions. A little Gonzaga front court versus the Seton Hall backcourt. Gonzaga front court, Sabonis was terrific. Wilshire was okay. You look at the Seton Hall backcourt, Whitehead, 24 shots, only 10 points. He wasn't good. Nobody really was strong for Seton Hall in the backcourt. I mean, they literally had two double-digit scorers. Whitehead and Gordon, they both only had 10 points. And Seton Hall only shot 32% from the field, only 19% from deep. And hit 8 of 21 free throws. You're not going to win very many games like that. And got routed on the glass 47-32. And when you shoot 32%, the one thing you should do is not out-rebound your opposition necessarily, but at least win the battle of the offensive glass. Seton Hall wasn't even able to do that. And to me, that's remarkable. When you shoot that badly and you are only at a stalemate with the opposition on the offensive boards, only 11 assists on a night, 11 turnovers as well. If there was anything that kept Seton Hall in this game, it was the 19 Gonzaga turnovers. That really kept Seton Hall within hailing distance, but an impressive and dominant victory for Gonzaga. Again, their backcourt's far from great. But if it can hold up and kind of play to a stalemate with the opposition backcourt, with what they have to offer in their front court, they can be very dangerous. Sabonis is a great young player. Wilshire's been in the college game forever. And as dominant as this victory was, Gonzaga wasn't even great. They're okay. Didn't turn the ball over a bunch. They didn't shoot it great. Wilshire wasn't a huge factor. So I think when you put that all together, there's room for Gonzaga to be even better in this game than they were. Very disappointing effort by Seton Hall. Solid effort from Gonzaga. They advance, and they're a team with a real chance against the shaky Utah team right now to actually advance to the second weekend, where they would run into Michigan State. It would probably end there. But that's pretty much your rundown of Thursday's action. I think I've done as good a job of any as really tying this up. There was the usual 116 blowouts, Virginia all over Hampton. And that's all stuff you can read about and go on SportsCenter and watch. I just wanted to give you more takeaways and talk about some great things that happened this weekend. But what we're going to do as we move on in the show is, before we actually get to looking at some of today's most exciting matchups, I actually want to look ahead a little further. What I want to do is take advantage of the fact that now we can look to Saturday and take a look at what Thursday's action did as far as setting up some terrific matchups for Saturday. whether they be storied rivalries or intriguing storylines. I think we'll start with that, you know, in pretty short order here, carry that to the other side, and then we'll look at some of today's best and brightest matchups. Because there really are some intriguing matchups that resulted from Thursday's action. Not the least of which is Indiana and Kentucky, who are two teams that no longer schedule each other due to the huge egos of these two coaches. And now, no choice of their own, they're not going to tell the committee, we're not going to play it because we don't like each other and we don't schedule each other. Well, guess what? The NCAA tournament did it for you. They scheduled you guys to play each other. So that, to me, is great. And that's the first of a handful of pretty intriguing matchups that we're going to dissect that are going to take place on Saturday and around the 32. Indiana-Kentucky, I think, is a terrific matchup. Indiana played great against Chattanooga. As I said, I didn't expect them to get out in advance, but they were dominant. Kentucky showing what it can do. And Kentucky's been red hot down the stretch, and with Euless and Murray and those quality role-playing front court guys, Calipari doing his best coaching job yet. And Indiana showing it's for real with the way it closed out the Big Ten schedule and their dominant victory over Chattanooga in a 5-12 matchup in around the 64. These two programs that are storied rivals set up in a round of 32 contest that's going to be terrific. And the winner could make a pretty darn deep run through that East bracket in the NCAA tournament. That's where we'll pick it up on the other side, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. This is the Spano and Black Attack. Keep it where it is.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to join me here on the Attack if you prefer Twitter. At Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Again, last segment I mentioned we were going to start diving into some of the great matchups that result that come about in a round of 32 on Saturday as a result of all the great action in a round of 64 on Thursday. And we started talking about number 4 and 5 seeds in the East, Kentucky and Indiana. Maybe the best matchup of the second round. Indiana and Kentucky are rivals. They don't schedule each other. The tournament puts them in this position. They're going to have to play each other. Two diminutive but great college guards in Tyler Ulis and Yogi Ferrell. This is a fun matchup. I'm looking forward to that one. I think that's one of the very best of the Saturday action. That's 5:15 Eastern time on CBS. You move along. Well, what are some of the other real intriguing ones from Saturday that have really caught my attention that resulted from Thursday action? Iowa State, Arkansas, Little Rock. Again, these are both teams that like to play at a fast pace, but they each have differing focus. One is on the defensive end of the floor in Little Rock. One is on the offensive end of the floor in Iowa State. Depth is always a factor in the second of the two games in tournament play in one of these weekend stretches when you go Thursday, Saturday, Friday, Sunday. Iowa State doesn't have a lot of depth. Fortunately, they weren't challenged very much by Iona, and I think it bodes well for them. However, Little Rock, with the way they play defense, the numbers, the fact that while Iowa State has some size and Jameel McKay, they don't have the ability to overwhelm Little Rock with size the way Purdue could have. There's a chance that Little Rock could be wearing Cinderella's glass slipper into the second weekend. I think Steve Prohm's group does find a way to prevail, but I certainly think that's going to be a fun matchup. I think Miami and Wichita State, a number 3 versus a number 11 in the South bracket, very fun. Great backcourt battle with Wichita State being led by Van Fleet and Baker. Larrañaga's got Angel Rodriguez and company, and they're fun. Both of these teams insist, their coaches insist on you bringing it on the defensive end. And they'll do just that. So this will be a hard-fought defensive battle with two teams that have very dynamic backcourts. I think that one's a lot of fun as well. We joked earlier on about the Brain Bowl between Duke and Yale. You know, as far as an on-court basketball matchup, outside of Marshall Plumlee, Duke doesn't have any size. So Yale's not going to get if they could stand up to Baylor's size, they'll have no trouble standing up to Yale's size, to Duke's size. So this could be a pretty darn good matchup. I talked about it possibly paves the way for Duke going to the Sweet 16, but they better not sleep on the Bulldogs of Yale. Other matchups that really interest Utah Gonzaga, we mentioned. Domantas Sabonis, Jakob Poeltl, that's a fun one. And again, Carolina and Providence. If Providence can get contributions like they did against USC, from other guys, they got a chance. Ben Bentel, Bryce Johnson, Chris Dunn, Marcus Page, those are great matchups. Bentel and Bryce Johnson, I look forward to. Chris Dunn and Marcus Page, boy, I look forward to that. That's a nightcap, 9:40 on TBS on Saturday. What a way to end your Saturday night. So those are some round of 32 matchups on Saturday that resulted from the great play yesterday that I look forward to. But let's dive into some of the more intriguing matchups for today. And we touched on some of this stuff yesterday in detail as we dissected our bracket. But we're going to take advantage of it. We're going to dive back in. The action tips off with number 7, Dayton, in St. Louis, taking on number 10, Syracuse. I know that Dayton has struggled down the stretch and that Syracuse snuck its, you know, kind of amongst the last at-larges to get in. Dayton's very, very good. And I think Archie's group gets through this game. I don't really know how much it matters, because if you get through this one, you're lucky enough to get Michigan State. And I don't think either one of those two teams is going to prevail against Michigan State. That said, in Brooklyn, 12:40 on True TV, UNC Asheville and Villanova. Not as easy for Nova as people would think. The spread's big, but there's some things that Asheville can do. They have a definitive style of play. They play, you know, they're a defensive-focused basketball team who doesn't have a ton of size, but the truth of the matter is, hey, Villanova's not a team that can really exploit that. So with that said, it's not that I think Villanova's not going to win this game. I just don't know that it's as easy as we all think. You know, and Villanova struggles in this tournament setting and have for the last several years. And I have a feeling today's matchup is no exception. So look for that one to be closer than the lines makers would have you believe. Number 10, VCU and Oregon State. This one just got a heck of a lot tougher for Oregon State, as Trey Tinkle not going to play in this one. So VCU, who I didn't pick going in, but once you find out that Trey Tinkle's not going to play, changes everything for you in this one. So be on the lookout. I wouldn't be shocked if VCU sprung the upset there in that matchup, a 7-10 matchup, and it's not a big upset out of the West region. In Spokane at 2 o'clock Eastern time on TBS, this battle out of the South between Cal and Hawaii. This is very, very intriguing. As we talked about, Cal losing their leading scorer and point guard. In my mind, still not their best player, in that the big-time NBA talents on this roster, to me, are their best players. And we've talked about how Cal's overcome the loss of their leading scorer before, and they've managed to overcome the loss of Tyrone Wallace before. But I think really what makes this team go at this point is Jaylen Brown, Ivan Rabb, and the veteran influence of Jordan Matthews. That, to me, is what this team is all about. So with that said, Cal could overcome this. I think they probably will. I think Hawaii, who's very, very good, is going to give them everything they want and more. But a team that I thought was poised for a fairly deep run through the NCAA tournament probably gets short-circuited here as a result of losing their point guard. Losing Tyrone Wallace probably really going to hurt them against Maryland in their round of 32 matchup, should they get there, as I expect. So, you know, that's another matchup that I'm really looking forward to. As I kind of dive through this, the Iowa Temple matchup that would set up a Big Five matchup on Sunday is another one I look forward to. Another one of these 5-12s. Maryland, South Dakota State. I really look forward to that one. Scott Nagy, who we spoke to on the show earlier in the week, damn good basketball coach. He's got a damn good club. and Dom, they got a big-time talent. It's going to be a game to watch. 5-12's been tough for everybody but Indiana thus far in the tournament, and this is the last of those 5-12 matchups. You kind of move on as we get along later in the evening. We've talked a lot about the West Virginia Stephen F. Austin matchup and how much that excites us. And it is. It's two teams looking in the mirror. And also perhaps a chance to watch Stephen F. Austin in their last run under Brad Underwood, as I expect he moves on to bigger and better things this offseason. And I don't know what happens to the Stephen F. Austin program after Brad Underwood leaves, as he is a remarkable, remarkable coach. And then you move kind of down the stretch here to the back end of the night on Friday night. Northern Iowa, Texas is a very intriguing matchup. If Texas, as the better seeded team, can take care of their business, they'll get a matchup with in-state rival Texas A&M. And St. Joe's and Cincinnati. I think St. Joe's offensive prowess in this one probably spells the difference in what's a great game between two teams that can defend, two teams that have terrific coaches and experienced coaches in this situation. But I think in Cincinnati, you got a team that struggles a little more to score. In St. Joe's, in Bembry and Miles and Andre and Aaron Brown, you got three guys that can score a lot better than just about anybody on Cincinnati. So I do like the Hawks of St. Joe to advance in that one. And that's just kind of a rundown of some of the better matchups that I'm looking forward to today in the round of 64, the last of the 2 days of the round of 64. On the other side, we're going to move off of the college basketball. The time permits. We're going to dive into a very interesting story in the world of Major League Baseball. I don't know if you've heard it, but if you haven't, I'll get you up to speed on it next here on the Spano and Black Attack. Be sure to keep it where it's at.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry and get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood look, tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents and pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any Endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The first time you saw a laser level, you were probably a little suspect. Now you wonder how you did without it. At a Red Wing shoe store, we use the latest tools to give you the best fit, like a digital measuring device that not only scans the length and width of your feet, but even gauges pressure points and arch height. And Red Wing offers a 30-day comfort guarantee. It's all part of making sure your boots do their job so you can do yours. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Well, we get ready to take you home on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, 800-878-7529, the toll-free number to join me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. You know, we've topped the tail on the college hoops, and you can go check out my bracket at Span56. Not blown up badly at all. Literally, I've lost two Sweet 16 teams, and that's it. And I went 11-5 on the day, losing an 8-9 matchup, losing all three 5-12 matchups on the day, as I knew an upset was coming. I didn't think there were two, and I got the upset wrong. And another 8-9 matchup. So basically, I lost two 8-9s and a pair of 5-12s. You know, that to me is not bad at all. You know, I'll take that any time. Well, I should say two 8-9s and three 5-12s. You try and get these things as right as you can, but it's tough. But none of my real deep players in this tournament are gone. Losing a Sweet 16 team like Baylor bothers me a bit, as does losing a Sweet 16 team like Purdue. But all my heavy hitters are in there, so you always have a chance. That said, let's swing off of the college hoops for a while. And let's dive into a big story from Major League Baseball. And to me, this was one of the biggest stories that slid under the radar because of when it came in the news cycle. And it's the sudden retirement of Adam LaRoche because the Chicago White Sox won't allow his son to be in the locker in the clubhouse all the time. A very, very odd story. In that, let me see how I can say this. What's odd about the story to me is that Adam LaRoche doesn't understand that it's not the right thing for his son to be in this clubhouse every day. It's just a very odd story as it relates to Drake LaRoche, who I'm sure all these guys like, seems by all accounts to be a great kid. But there's a lot of oddities here in this story. Drake was allowed to be around as much as he wanted last year, and nobody really said anything. So I've got to have the feeling that the decision by Kenny Williams, the team president of the Chicago White Sox, to limit the amount of time that a child can be in the clubhouse had to be prompted by some players coming to him and expressing some discomfort. And as a result, Kenny Williams felt compelled to make this ruling. And after the meeting was done where he laid this out, Adam LaRoche got up, left, said, "I'm going to retire. I want my kid around all the time." And then there was a firestorm of support for a universally liked Adam LaRoche, to the point where Chris Sale, you know, the stud pitcher and linchpin starting pitcher for the White Sox, got into an altercation, a verbal altercation with Kenny Williams. But, and then there was going to even be a boycott where the White Sox players weren't going to play their spring training game. But this must have come from Kenny Williams for a reason. There must have been some prompting with some players. So it seems odd that some of these very same players who expressed some concerns now come out in support of Adam LaRoche. It's a very, very strange story. And I'm sure other parts are going to come out. Now, I'm not opposed to a father wanting to spend as much time as he can with his son. I think it's great, and the bonding and the experience, and to be able to bring your son to work in such a cool place as a Major League Baseball clubhouse, I'm all for it. And I think Adam LaRoche was doing the right thing. Instead of being this guy, I go on the road, I make the money, I play my kid's sport. You know, I play the kid's game that I do. And then every once in a while, I come home and see the kids. You know, he's trying to be more in their lives. I've got to say, I think Adam LaRoche took it too far. And I know this is not going to be a popular notion. And I've seen the groundswell of support for Adam and Drake LaRoche on Twitter. And I get it. Baseball is a family game and family in the club. I'm all for these things. But there's something to be said here for allowing Drake LaRoche to be a kid. You know, this is a 14-year-old kid. Let him go to school like all the other 14-year-olds. Let him interact with all the other 14-year-olds and make friends. You know, your typical 14-year-old is not somebody who should be necessarily spending most of his time hanging out with a bunch of 20 and 30-somethings. There's something to be said for his ability to grow up and have a healthy childhood. And I don't know what kind of message you're necessarily sending to Drake in that the rules don't apply to him. Well, you don't have to go to school like all your friends because daddy's got money and can make special arrangements with the school and will take all your homework on the road and you'll do it on the road. I get it. It's not like he's not doing his homework. It's not that he's not a good kid. It's not that some time in the clubhouse in the locker room is a bad thing. But where's the chance for Drake to be a kid? That's what I want to know in all of this. Where's the opportunity for him to be a kid and act like other kids, make friends with other kids, deal with all the other things that other kids have to deal with? It's all a part of growing up into being a healthy adult. And I don't know that this is the best way for Drake to become a healthy adult. And, you know, to me, while Adam wants to hang out with his son as much as he can, there's very much something selfish about you imposing this desire to this extreme on your son. And then when limitations are put in place in the workplace that seem to me on a level to be reasonable and prudent, you abruptly just walk out and retire. That's something you want to put on your teenage son as well. I made daddy retire from baseball and took money out of our pocket. I think on some level, Adam LaRoche is quite misguided here. And that's the side of the story we haven't heard discussed. And as the story continues to unfold and, you know, as the week unfolds, what I really want to do is get somebody on that will have an ability to discuss these stories further and get us a little deeper into that clubhouse and get us a little deeper into that relationship, not only between Adam and Drake LaRoche, but Adam, Drake LaRoche, and the other members of that Chicago White Sox clubhouse. So because I think there's a lot of layers here and a lot of things that need to be explored and a lot of questions that need to be answered that were in many ways not truly getting the answers to. And I'm not going to leave this story lie. This story is going to continue to unfold as we move into next week. Obviously, maybe we'll get to it on Monday. We're going to have a lot of hoops to cover on Monday, and we're going to have a hoops guest. At least we're going to definitely have a hoops guest on Monday. And in addition to a hoops guest, I'm thinking about either doing something in the NFL world with some of the late movement that we've had, or getting more detailed into this story. And I'll flesh it out over the weekend, and come Monday, you can rest assured we may have either just a hoops guest and an NFL guest, or a hoops guest and a Chicago White Sox baseball guest to get deeper into this Adam LaRoche versus the White Sox, or Adam LaRoche and family story versus the White Sox. So that's the direction for next week, or at least Monday of next week. And as we move along, we'll have other fun guests, you know, in the mid part of the week as we kind of get clear of college hoops for a couple of days. And then come Thursday, we ramp it up as Sweet 16 and Elite Eight action will take center stage in the sports universe as at the back end of the week and into the weekend as the NCAA tournament keeps firing along and March Madness continues. So that's kind of the layout of next week. And I'll be watching games all weekend, and I'll be working diligently all weekend to get some of the best and brightest guests on to give you, so you have not only my unique insight, but also the insight of some of the industry's best and some of the inside stories and the answers to the questions you have about many of the stories of the day. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to chime in. That's 800-878-7529, toll-free number to hang out with us here on The Attack. If you prefer Twitter, at Span56, at Sports Byline USA. Speaking of at Sports Byline USA, you know, we haven't talked about this for a couple of days, and it's the Sports Byline GoFundMe campaign. I understand we didn't do any interviews today, but we still have an interview library here at Sports Byline that runs over 12,000 strong. It's really a treasure. And we do need your help in growing it, sharing it, protecting it, and digitizing some of the old analog interviews. So we've launched a GoFundMe campaign here at Sports Byline. If you go to sportsbyline.com/funding, listen to the video from Ron. And it really tells you why this campaign is so important to us and why, as a valued Sports Byline listener, this campaign should be important to you. So do what you can when you can. No contribution too big or too small to this cause to help preserve and continue to build this great legacy of sports interviews. For those that are able to contribute, we'll provide you a special link to a commemorative collection of Sports Byline interviews. So not only contribute yourself, but tell your friends about our GoFundMe campaign. Again, it's sportsbyline.com/funding. And feel good about having a part in helping a sports network that provides so much entertainment for you. We thank you for your support and encourage you to go check it out again at sportsbyline.com/funding. Really has been a great edition of The Attack. We're getting up against it here, and on the other side, we're going to take you home for the week. It's been a great week. Lots and lots of great college basketball coaches coming on and joining us all week long. Some of the best journalists in college basketball previewing the tournament. Today, all about me and my takeaways from day one and looking ahead. Monday, we'll get some great insight on the tournament, not only from me, but some of the best and brightest in journalism. Perhaps get into some of the other stories around the world of sports. If we don't do it on Monday, we'll continue to do it as the week unfolds. But we'll come back and tie a bow around this Friday edition of The Attack right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we're here to wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition in the books. And if you missed any of it, you can take advantage of the many ways to check out all the programming on Sports Byline and the Spano and Black Attack. Go to iHeartRadio and go to the On Demand and go to the On Demand content. Go to TuneIn Radio and check out the On Demand content and try and catch anything you missed here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and specifically here on the Spano and Black Attack. Same thing with Stitcher.com. Those are all great places to check out and take a listen to anything you missed live on your schedule and on your time, as they all have a wealth of Spano and Black Attack and Sports Byline on-demand content. Also, don't forget, Best of Byline, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, weekdays, a two-hour block of the best and brightest from earlier in the day on Sports Byline. So if there's anything you missed on this edition of the Attack, you can likely catch it later on Best of Byline. And to find out what's coming on Best of Byline, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. So another great one in the books. And I couldn't do it without my producer Robert, without Darren Peck, without Scott Cuddy, without all of you. And you know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. So long until we meet again for a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.